The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday, March the 28th, and I've got my good friend with us, Vera Massey. Welcome
good
again,
morning.
Vera. You know, every time you're on, I enjoy so much talking to you, and we get so many comments about the information that you provide to people. I think it's good. So if you have a chance, just stop what you're doing, unless you're driving and you're in the middle of traffic, yeah. Don't stop. But sit down and listen to what Vera. We're going to talk about healthy mind platter.
Platter, yeah.
Platter, healthy mind platter.
You know, I'm also a nutritionist, so we talk about what people need to eat to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. Well, the neuroscientists that study the brain say, "Hey, wait a minute, we need to have a healthy mind platter, because there are things we need to be putting on our plates to take care of our mind,
keeping the mind active."
Keeping the mind active, what they say is if you think about sort of taking care of the mind, what are some activities that help promote more connections?
Okay.
And so I thought we'd just scan through a few. One of them is we need to plan time to focus on something each day. Now, people say, well, of course we focus. Oh, my. We're distracted constantly, mm-hmm. particularly with technology. And so it's really important to have times throughout the day where you are focused on an activity.
On one thing.
On one thing at a time.
And shutting everything else out.
Yes. Because you form different connections in the brain with focus. Multitasking, we say, oh, we're all big multitaskers, and we all do it. But the reality is you are not focusing attention on any one thing.
So,
to the extent of really focusing.
Right, but I thought multitasking would be good for the brain because you're really using, you're firing it up.
No, that's not what the research is saying.
So you're supposed to focus on one thing.
There are times, yes, we do need to do two things, or we might put ourselves in harm.
Right.
But for the most part, to be at a task and stay at it. If that seems too challenging, at least find, whether it's a crossword puzzle, something that can focus. Sometimes people get into their hobbies, mm-hmm. and they are so into it that nothing distracts them.
So that's good for your brain.
That's good for your brain.
Okay.
Another thing that's good for your brain is to incorporate what we just call playtime in your life. Now, what you might call play and what I might call play are two different things.
Right.
Some people love to do handwork. Some people, love to fish. That's considered play. What we know is when we're doing sort of spontaneous things that kind of fill us up, that we enjoy, that's good for the brain. And you know, there's...
Even if it seems like you're doing nothing, that's good for the brain.
It's good for the brain. An expression I love that says, we don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing.
Oh, I like that.
And play is a good thing. Children play all the time. And, you know, their brains are developing, but ours are continuing to work too. So
I've got to remember that.
We don't stop playing because we grow old.
We grow old because we stop playing.
Yes. So do things that are spontaneous.
And fun.
And fun.
And even if it seems like it's a little silly, if you want to do it, do it. It's okay to do that.
Some people do that with their pets. You know, they play. Animals love to play. Another thing that's good for the brain is connecting time. And that is times when we are truly connected with people, nature.
Not connected with the internet.
Correct. It is that one-on-one, that when we are actually connecting, because it's a different connection through technology.
Yeah.
And because you don't see people's expressions.
Right.
You don't see people's moods.
You know what bothers me? I'm not downing Facebook. But people talk about Facebook. Oh, I've got 500 friends on Facebook. They're not really friends, are they? It's 500 names.
Correct.
That are listed on Facebook who you have some type of an electronic connection with. Mm-hmm. You may not even mm-hmm. know the people. Mm-hmm. But you're talking about connecting with a person face to face.
Right, because it's very hard to have empathy if you're not with that person. And that
right.
is something we're seeing in our culture. Mm-hmm. We're less empathetic. So that connecting time is important. Connecting to nature.
And you know,
is also important
nature,
because
right.
when you are not connected, you don't realize the changes that are occurring that may not be a positive for our society.
Right. Connecting with nature is being grounded. Being
yes.
grounded with the earth and being grounded with the environment that we're in.
And that is very good for connections in the brain. Another area is physical time. Plan time for physical activity. There is a lot of research that talks about being physically active, moving parts of your body, affects how the brain functions.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could be walking, it could be some strength training, anything that gets that heart rate up.
And the endorphins flowing.
Yes, yes. So physical time. The other thing is what we call time in. That is to just have a little quiet time to do some reflecting. How am I feeling? You know, what are my thoughts? What's my mood like?
Mm-hmm.
Not to criticize it, but just to tune in.
Yeah.
Because we're on a fast track, and we don't realize that maybe we're a little sad about something.
Yeah.
And other moods and emotions come out when we don't acknowledge what's really going
yeah.
on.
Having your quiet time. I remember when I was working every day doing Pepper and Friends. In the morning before I would go to work, around 6:30 or so, I would have to go into the living room, sit down with a cup of coffee after I'd had breakfast, and have anywhere between 5 to 6 minutes of just, I used to call it quiet time for myself. If I didn't do that, it seemed like the whole day was messed up.
Well, so you already learned that time in, inward
yeah.
reflection, takes care of the healthy brain
yeah.
creating and your life
put
overall.
Time, put some time aside for yourself, and it's got to be quality time, even if it's only 5 minutes.
That's right.
But just say, this is my time, just for me.
The brain needs a rest.
Yeah.
It needs a rest.
We're almost out of time
here. The other
here.
Thing is sleep. Sleep, we're sleep deprived. So for the brain to function well, we need adequate sleep. So these are all things that promote your overall health, but they help the brain because there is that mind-body connection.
Yeah. Are you doing a class on this?
I'm in the middle of teaching one now, so we're having a lot of fun.
Can people still sign up?
Nah, too
late. Oh, okay.
Too late.
We'll let you know when the next one. Hopefully you got some information from this today. And if you want to hear it again, go to kbia.org, click on talk shows and then Radio Friends and watch Vera's segment or listen to it again and get some good information. Thank you, Vera. Tomorrow we're going to talk about GROW, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Have a good morning. Bye-bye.